This is Kate Harkless Gray here at the Radio Festival 2010, and we're here in Salford. The skies are grey, it has stopped raining, and I have a visitor who's not local, come from quite a distance to be here, and it's Ofer Ronan. Where are you from?
I'm from Israel. It's much warmer and sunny there, so you're all welcome to come and check it out.
And what was it that brought you to the Radio Festival?
We in ScreenPix provide a new solution for visual radio on DVB platform. As we see, there been spent so much money and effort, especially in the UK, to reach people with the radio on new devices, new means, on the web, on DAB, on devices on the cars, on special devices like Pure is doing. And on the other end, there are dozens of millions of digital TV set-top boxes at homes that no one is addressing. For example, if you take a look at your Sky set-top box at home and you check the radio station there, all you see on screen is the blue default picture of the set-top box with the boring EPG. And we offer the end user to get much more interesting content, fully automated, coming from RSS feeds, from Twitter messages, to see the album cover on screen, to get the song's lyric on screen, everything fully automatic, and at very low bit rate, so it doesn't cost too much for the broadcaster.
Okay, and I was asking you if you thought that visual radio was the future. You said, no, it's already the present, it's here.
Yes, as I mentioned, we already broadcast visual radio, but not in the UK. We broadcast Voice of America to the Middle East and North Africa, so the people of Ethiopia can see very interesting content when they listen to the radio on TV, where the very advanced UK is still years behind with this EPG and blue screen. We also broadcast Radio Netherlands World Service on two different satellites in the Middle East, and hopefully BBC World Service will join soon.
And you said there was also another benefit of being broadcasting this data over the television, was that you could bypass some of the censorship. Can you explain that?
This is mainly for the international broadcasters. If you take, for example, the US government trying to send free information to Iranian people, all the US-based websites are being blocked by the Iranian government. They cannot... No Iranian people can reach US website. And what we do for them is we take automatically RSS feeds and news headlines through XML from the website of the Voice of America. We convert it into visual display on the screen and we broadcast it, transmit it through satellites over Iran.
I mean, has there been any sort of backlash to that? Have they tried to block your signals at all?
There have been in the last year, I'm sure if people would Google it, a lot of cases that Iranian government been jamming satellites. It's very uncommon, you know, to jam satellites, but I think the Iranian government was the first one to do it. But it's very difficult and it's very unacceptable.
And coming back to the festival, what is it that you're hoping to get out of these few days here?
Maybe to manage and convince the decision makers in the UK that also the viewers of Sky and the viewers of Virgin are entitled to get a bit more than the EPG they get today. And as I said, the cost is not too high, so it's just a matter of making the right decision.
How difficult is it to set something like this up? If you're just taking an RSS stream, maybe it's not too bad?
Usually on the technical point, integration with the transmission system of Sky, let's say, is just about 4 or 5 hours of work. Interfacing to the content from the RSS side, from the website side, usually 1 or 2 days to make the interface. It's very quick. You make a few background templates, we call it, which are graphical templates created by Photoshop. It's very easy, and then you've got a channel that basically automatically generates its own content.
So if you were successful today and somebody signed up, then by next Monday I could be seeing radio visualized in the UK, perhaps?
The quickest customer we ever had was 3 days from concept to transmission. So it is possible.
That's pretty good. And do you have a website for your company?
Yes, it's www.screenpix.com as well as radiovision.com.
That's great. Thank you ever so much.
Thank you.